She has like a tube wire.
Welcome back to the Lawn Hustle. Hey, we thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle podcast today. We are live from Louisville, Kentucky at the Equip Exposition, and it is an honor to have Aaron Sutter with us with the Mowing in the Dark podcast. We appreciate you joining us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your business, how you got started.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Andy. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
It's been great getting to know you here at the show. It's been awesome. So my name's Aaron. I run a lawn care business in Lansing, Michigan. This is my 10th year, but I will be actually closing down the business after fall cleanups this year because I moved my family 50 miles away to a really small town. But I think it's gonna work out good where we moved there. But I had the opportunity to buy my childhood home, and so that was a pretty big deal, I guess. So we bought that, and now I have to commute 50 miles one way to get to my lawn. So
that's not easy with the gas prices.
No, and with a Dodge 2500, that thing gulps the gas.
Oh yeah.
So. So yeah, I've been traveling, and I've got a family of four, and like I said, been doing this for 10 years, and I love it. I love doing it.
That's awesome. I've been in business for 16 years, and most people might not understand why I talk raspy, but I'm a throat cancer survivor, and I like to say I didn't have cancer. Cancer had me. And it didn't know what it ran into when it ran into me. But we beat it. And I'm probably the most unlikely person to talk on a podcast. But I refuse to let cancer define me. That's not who I was. This is who I am. I love meeting people. I love talking to people. And I appreciate the friendship and the camaraderie that we are developing. And it's been great to meet you, great to get to know you, a little about your business and your life. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me into your life and being
absolutely
a small part of it.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you a question about your business. If there's one thing you could change from when you started to today, what would that one thing be?
Well, I think the number one thing that I would change in my business, if I had to, let's say if I had to do it over again, which I'm going to be doing here in just a couple of months, is really, I think it would be learning how to advertise better.
Okay.
When I started out trying to advertise with flyers, like just printed up flyers, just words. It didn't work too well for me. But I, being an entrepreneur, you kind of have to innovate a little bit.
Right.
So what I did is I actually took that same flyer that I made and I put it on Craigslist. Because Craigslist back then was a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so I put it on there, and that worked for me for advertising. Going door to door, hanging the flyers didn't really work. But the Craigslist thing, it helped grow my business. I got maybe 13 clients my first year, and then the second year I got up to like 25 clients.
Okay.
The third year, by that point, I had a website, and the website was bringing in people. So I didn't have to use Craigslist anymore.
Right.
And so I think advertising, getting right out, figuring out, before I even start the business, is to figure out, because like our friend Cameron Duncan says, you figure out the advertising machine so that all you have to do is flip a switch, and you can bring in clients. So I think I would figure that out first before just, you know, jumping in and figuring it out as I'm, you know, saying, jumping out of a plane and figuring out my parachute on the way down. I'd like to figure that out before I actually start the business.
So when you start your business in your new location, advertising is going to be a top priority for
Correct.
You.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And are you using social media as a form of advertisement?
Absolutely. So I have another business. It's called Gravel Blasters Repair and Restoration. I repair gravel driveways. And when I started that, I actually learned a lesson from my lawn care business. And instead of buying the machine and trying to get the work, I tried to get the work and then bought the machine.
Okay.
So what I did, and it was scary. This was scary. But I started advertising in Facebook groups, like community groups.
Right.
Like around me, there's a ton of little towns, and they all have their own community group for that town. And so if you get into that community group, they usually allow businesses to post at least one post a month or one post a week. And so I just started doing that.
Okay.
I started off doing that on Wednesday. At just a generic time. For gravel driveways, I figured out quickly that the best time to advertise was right after a rain. I don't know why, but that is when people, if I posted an advertisement right after a rain, and when I say advertisement, it's just a post. I'm not paying for ads on Facebook or anything like that. When I advertised after a rain, I'd get two or three people asking, hey, you know, I need my driveway done. Come give me an estimate. But if I posted, you know, and there hadn't been rain in a week, it would be crickets. There'd be nothing.
Right.
So I just figured that out as I was going. But the beauty of figuring that out before I had the machine is I didn't have the pressure of having to get the work to pay for the machine because I hadn't even bought the machine yet. Yeah, I was lining up the work before I had the machine. So that's the same kind of mentality that I'm going into the new business with, is line up the work before you need the machine, essentially, before you need to start your lawn care business.
Right.
So this fall, even though I live in Michigan, so this fall, even though it's going to be cold, it's going to be probably rainy. It's usually rainy in the wintertime, and then it's going to snow all the way through February, March. I'm still going to be advertising for lawn care. You know, I could do snow, and I might do snow this year, but really, I want to focus on the lawn care business. Even though it's wintertime, and maybe I don't get any bites on it, that post, that one post a week, and all these different community groups around me, that's name recognition.
Right.
That's the same reason these companies here at Equip have all these can koozies or pens or a card or like a tote bag or whatever. They don't expect anything in return for that. They don't care if somebody walks by and snags one. That is just name recognition to them. And so I'm putting that same philosophy into social media for advertising for a lawn care business.
Okay, I think that is great. And I have found through the years, word of mouth is sometimes your best form of advertisement.
Sure, absolutely.
Because when Mary is happy with your stripes and your edged sidewalk and driveway and the hedges are trimmed and everything looks pristine, when Mary gets together with her family over Thanksgiving turkey, she's going to tell them about Sutter Brothers Lawn Care.
Yep.
He does a great job for me. You ought to give this guy a call. He'll take care of your yard in the spring.
Sure.
So I think word of mouth sometimes is the best form of advertisement. And, of course, we all wear our shirts and our hats with our name, business name, and number on it. I remember I was at the post office, and a little precious old lady tapped me on the shoulder. She read my T-shirt, and she said, "Do you mow anybody's yard?" And I laughed, and I said, "Well, anybody that will pay me." And she said, well, I'll pay you whatever it costs. So I got her address and went and gave her an estimate. Very small yard. And I think it was back then, I think I charged her $40. Well, that little old lady became very pleased and happy with my work. The last guy was hit and miss. He might show up this week. He might not. He might not ever trim the hedges. And she began to tell people about me. She would get together with a group of senior citizens at McDonald's for coffee in the morning and got to talking. Hey, professional lawn maintenance does my yard. And I am so pleased and so happy with him. So I started getting phone calls from her little coffee group. And word of mouth became my best form of advertisement. But if there's one thing that keeps you up at night concerning your business, what would be that one thing?
Communication. I'm huge on communication. In fact, as you were talking, I was thinking, man, the work, it'll speak for itself.
Right.
Business shirts, I've never got a call from a business shirt, ever.
Yeah.
Logos on the truck, never got a call from logos on the truck, ever. What, and like you were saying, word of mouth, but for me, it's not even the work that gets my customers talking about my work. It's the communication.
Right.
So if we have a rain day, I can look outside and see it's raining. They can look outside and see it's raining. I'm still contacting them and saying, I'm not going to be there today, or I'm going to be half a day late or whatever because it's raining.
That is right? So good.
We both know it's raining.
Right.
But from what I've been hearing from these customers that I'm letting go in the Lansing area now is that is the one thing that they want from a lawn care company.
Communication.
Is just communication. Just communicate to me what's going on.
Right.
Because if you put yourself in the homeowner's shoes, their lawn's getting cut once a week. We're cutting lawns all day long. We don't even think about it. They have their one lawn. They're concerned about it. So if they don't know what's going on, that puts stress on them. So if you're just communicate, it doesn't matter. If you look out your window and see that it's raining and you think, you know, oh, they know it's raining. They're not dumb. And they're not dumb. They just appreciate that communication. And what I'm finding is that the companies that they're looking at to take on since I'm leaving, they can't even get these people to call them back. Just to take on their lawn.
Yeah.
And my customers are getting so frustrated. I had one guy, I talked to him last week, and he said, I don't care what I have to pay you. If you can at all drive the 50 miles to come out here and cut my lawn, I'll pay you whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's not because of the work I do. I don't do over-the-top great work. It's just the communication.
It's amazing to me. I had a lady call me 2 weeks ago, and my phone was in the truck. But as soon as I get back in the truck, I check my phone, see if anyone called. And I saw I missed a phone call, so I called it back, said, professional lawn maintenance. I missed a phone call a few minutes ago. I was out working. She said, I have called 10 companies. And you're the only one that's called me back. She said, can you give me an estimate to trim hedges and clean up my property? Absolutely. She said, because you're the only one that called me back, I don't even care how much it cost. I want you to do it. So that communication that you're talking about is so true.
Yep.
That, you know, how do people expect to get work if they won't return a phone call?
Yep.
How do they expect for people to give them a good Google review if they won't return a phone call?
Yep.
And all of these things matter so much to a small business owner.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you saying that because communication, to me, is key.
Yep.
If you're not communicating with your customers and you're leaving them in the dark all the time about their property. Yeah, they look out and they know their grass needs mowed. They know it's raining. They see the puddles on the driveway. But when you make that phone call, not only does it say that you are concerned about them, but you're concerned about your reputation.
Yep.
And once a person's reputation has been tarnished or destroyed, it takes years sometimes to rebuild that trust and that reputation. And so let me ask you one more question. What is the best business advice you've ever been given?
Oh, good grief. You had to go there, huh? Boy, let's see. That's a tough one. Man, I would say it's probably the best business advice that I've been given is probably just to communicate well. Honestly, that, because I've heard that quite a bit. And I heard that pretty early on in my business. Social media for lawn care wasn't huge when I started, but there was a few guys doing it, and a lot of them were talking about communication.
Okay.
And so that impacted me a lot.
Yeah.
And when I say that communication is what keeps me up at night, it's not that communicating to people is what keeps me up at night. It's the fear that I didn't communicate to someone.
Okay.
That's what keeps me up at night, because I care about that.
Right.
It's the number one thing that I think about. So, like you said, customers, they just want to know that you're thinking about their lawn, because they know that you've got other lawns.
Right.
They know that you're busy, but they want to know that you haven't forgotten about them.
Right. Personally.
Yes.
You take each job personal.
Correct.
And you treat every customer as if they're your only customer.
Absolutely. And just a little story about communication, how good communication can really, it can smooth over a lot of things. So I've had this customer for 8 years now, I think. And it was an older couple, and they were teachers, and they have this hedgerow in the back. They have two hedges on this between their fence and their house and their porch. And I was trimming those one day with a pole edger, because it's kind of high. And it was the first time that I had used this pole hedge trimmer on their hedges. And above, I didn't even notice it, their TV cable line was above there going to the house from a pole. And the wife of the household, they had a sliding door there, and she came out behind me, and when she did that, it kind of startled me, so I picked up the hedge trimmer, and I clipped the cable line. And I was like, well, and she saw me do it. It didn't completely sever the line. So I was like, well, hopefully it didn't cut through there, you know? If it did, you know, let me know. I'll pay for whatever it needs to be paid for. And she said, okay, we'll see what happened. Well, come to find out, her husband is a huge Tigers fan, Detroit Tigers fan, and there was a game on, and he was pretty sickly at the time, and so this was like his thing that he did, was watch the Tigers, and when I hit that line, it just went out.
Oh, no.
And he was livid from what she told me. I didn't talk to him. He was livid to her, and so I felt so bad, and I told her, now make sure you call me with this, you set up the repair, I'll pay whatever I have to pay. And so I came back the next week, and she came out, and the line had been repaired, and she said, you know what, it was a good thing you clipped that line, because the technician came out and he replaced that line, and he said that line was so brittle that if a squirrel crawled across that line, it probably would have broke.
Oh my.
And she said, don't worry about paying for it. We'll take care of it. You do such a good job here that don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
And that's not the only time that something like that has happened, where they just said, you know what, we really appreciate you. You know, you don't need to pay for that. You don't need to pick up the tab for that. We'll do it.
Yeah.
And that's, it's not about the work that I do.
Right.
It's, it all goes back to the communication.
Yeah.
And so your quality of work, certainly that will stand out, but for your customers, for getting new customers, yes, do good work. You got to do good work, but for keeping your customers, it's all about the communication.
Yes, sir.
You can, your quality of work can even go down. Yeah. And as long as you're taking care of them, communication wise, they'll stick with you.
Yep. That's absolutely true. I make those phone calls just like you do. And, hey, it's raining today. I won't be there. If it quits raining and dries up, I might be able to do half of my schedule today. We'll just have to see how much rain we get. And people appreciate that. Because, like you said, they know you're thinking about them. And you care about your business. You care about your reputation. You care about what people perceive of you. And I really appreciate you jumping on this podcast here from Louisville, Kentucky at the Equip Expo. And we're going to call this one a wrap. And until we talk again, God is good and God provides. Thank you for listening to The Lon Hustle.